The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It is Dr. Steve Pettirudi with Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Good.
You should feel great today. Good. You know, it's a red letter week for you, isn't it? Another remarkable step forward in your brilliant career. Shannon became state licensed this week as a nurse practitioner. Congratulations.
Very exciting. Thank you.
An opportunity to now serve the people of Rhode Island to a greater extent. Good morning, Nick. How are you doing back there?
I'm doing pretty good, doctor.
Another hardworking student moving forward, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the check is in the mail from Gina Raimondo. Don't worry, Nick.
I'm waiting on it. It's coming.
We're going to be talking a little bit about one of our favorite topics, the welfare bill for underachieving students. That's what I call it. That's Gina Raimondo's.
I think that's a good renaming of it.
You like that? The welfare bill for underachieving students. Line up, folks. You know, this is the welfare state redux, a new entitlement that opens the lid on future expense. We'll talk about that because it affects your health. Did you know, Shannon, that you didn't know this because I didn't know it until I researched it, that Rhode Island is the state leader in, guess what, do we lead the country in?
Oh, gosh.
The burning of fossil fuel. We are number one.
How is that possible?
The percentage of our energy generated from fossil fuel outstrips every state in the union. We're neck and neck with West Virginia. Do you realize that we have a greater percentage of our energy from fossil fuel than Texas? Texas, right? They're an oil state. They're pretty smart down there, though. Governor Perry, he's now the head of the U.S.
EPA.
The Department of Energy.
Yes.
He's the Department of Energy head. Perry, he's no love child of the left, but Governor Perry, under his leadership, Texas is now the fourth leading nation in the world in generating wind energy. Were they a country? And, you know, sometimes they think they are. They'd be the fourth. That's pretty amazing. Think about that for a moment. Here we're on Rhode Island, and you know, Governor Raimondo, to her credit, she's trying to push the renewable energy, so that by 2020, 1,000 megawatts of energy should be added to the renewable energy amount. To put that in perspective, Iowa generates 7,000 megawatts of renewable energy right now. Now, why are we talking about this on Intellectual Medicine, and how does it affect your health? Many ways, people, so tune in. By the way, grab a pen, because we're going to be giving you some tips, some pointers, some information, things you can use. They can always watch our podcast later, right, Shan?
Of course.
And how do they do that?
They are on our website. Just go to im-120.com.
All right. Now, what is a podcast?
just a recording of
what
you.
What is a podcast?
We just broadcast it for everyone to see.
It's not like they imported something from a foreign planet. The pods are here. So really, think about this. It connects. So today, we're going to be talking about a testosterone replacement therapy for men and for women. Most importantly for women. We're going to connect that to brain preservation, to the failed drug trials for Alzheimer's prevention, to the failed water testing in many of our public schools for lead levels, to brain corrosion, to the decrease in sexual frequency that Americans are having across the nation. Are you ready for all this? We got to tie it all together, Shan.
What do you got?
This is going to be a big deal. We're a big show here. By the way, this is a magnificent day out there, folks. We hope you're enjoying it. St. Patrick's on the horizon. There's a parade in Newport. Many magnificent things to do in and around our beautiful state. We want to shake ourselves of remnants of our inferiority complex. There's no better place to live in the world. And so we'll give you a little bit of good news. We, in 2004, were the seventh highest income tax state in the nation. In 2014, we've improved. We're now 14th. We know it's improvement.
Wow.
It's improvement. You got to give it credit there. We're happy about that. We still are one of the highest property tax states in the nation, and that crushes businesses. This is something we need to look at because financial health connects to our medical health. everything kind of links in together. But let's talk about, so I had somebody ask this question. In intellectual medicine, we are strong advocates of replacing your hormones so that you do not accelerate in your aging process. As we get older, our hormones fade. And as they fade, it accelerates aging on every level. Brain corrosion, atrophy of muscle, fading of your immune system, right? You get colds more often. Cancer rates go up. All these things are connected. Now, at Intellectual Medicine, we do more than just replace testosterone. It's critical that that be replaced for men and women. And by the way, women need it at a younger age. And if it's not replaced, it's been correlated with accelerated rates of dementia. And one question out there has been, what about heart disease? There literally are warnings on the package inserts of some testosterone products, some of these topical gels that are sold, regarding heart disease. The latest studies demonstrated that men given testosterone replacement therapy had a decreased incidence of cardiovascular events, including heart attacks, strokes, and unstable angina. I don't think it's the final word. I think you need to go beyond testosterone. You have to look at arteries and make sure that they stay healthy. But it's not enough to give testosterone. At Intellectual Medicine, we couple it with HCG for men, human chorionic gonadotropin. So I had somebody ask, isn't that a woman's hormone? What HCG, right, Shan? That is...
That's right.
When
you're pregnant?
Yeah.
It's what we test.
It's the hormone of pregnancy. It also is a hormone that has a molecular structure nearly identical to luteinizing hormone, the hormone that stimulates the testicles to produce testosterone and maintains their health and vitality. This is relevant because if you are taking testosterone and you are not doing anything to preserve testicular function, you will suffer the consequence. You give testosterone to an individual, it turns off the brain's production of stimulation to the gonads, testicles in men, the ovaries in women. Now, in men, that leads to testicular atrophy. The testicles will shrink. Now, folks that are not more enlightened will say to you, well, that doesn't matter. You know, small testicles doesn't matter. You still get your testosterone. However, it's been our observation at Intellectual Medicine over many years of doing this that that correlates with a decrease in well-being, sexual function, erectile function, ejaculatory function, and overall satisfaction. When it's coupled with HCG properly administered, you can preserve testicles, and we have noted a correlation with an improvement in all of those attributes. So merely getting some testosterone cream, smearing it on your skin, and hoping that that works out for you, it's just not going to hit the bell. There's a lot more going on. Now let's turn for a moment to the brain issue. Brain is, of course, a core element of our well-being. Why live to be 120 if you're going to leave your brain at the starting line? Makes no sense. Now, recently, there were two drugs whose trials were halted. Merck halted the late-stage drug varubacestat. Right, Jan? Say that three times fast. Varubacestat. And Eli Lilly ended a trial of a drug called solanezumab. Wow, right? Do you know why they ended these studies?
Because no one could prescribe them with their names.
Nobody could say the name. The Alzheimer's people could not pronounce the name. And therefore, no, they stopped them because they failed to have any impact on the symptoms of progression of Alzheimer's disease. Big disappointment. The stocks went down. The scientific community is questioning the very premise of their theory that these beta amyloid plaques actually cause dementia. The beta amyloid plaques, you've heard of those, I'm sure. They're plaques that form in the brain, and they are present in people who have Alzheimer's. And the thinking was, man, if we could do something about those plaques, then we could do something to help prevent Alzheimer's. Here's the problem. They will never, in our view, find a drug that will adequately untangle the snarl of these plaques and reverse Alzheimer's in its late stage. You need to go back to the beginning of the problem. Now, we were talking a moment ago about hormones. Studies have correlated preservation of hormonal health with brain health. In fact, testosterone is critical. It prevents neuronal cell death. Simply put, properly replaced testosterone can prevent dead brain cells. Now, dead brain cells are bad. You want to keep them alive, but you've got to start at the right time, and you want to combine it with other hormones. Women may need testosterone as young as their late 30s. Now, here's what you're looking for, folks. If you're a man and you're starting to experience fatigue, low energy, falling asleep at the end of the day, lost interest in sexual activity, a decline in morning erections, irritability, short-temperedness, a decrease in immune function manifested by frequent colds. These can be early signs of testosterone inadequacy. Even if the blood test is technically normal, in intellectual medicine, we are not looking to simply wait for disease states. We're not waiting for your body to collapse. We're supporting it all the time. In women, symptoms can occur as early as the late 20s and even 30s. Decreased interest in sexual activity, diminished energy, difficulty achieving climax, bone thinning can occur. These are early signs worthy of investigation, but your conventional doctor will overlook these details. How are we doing over there, Nick? Okay, it's time for us to take a momentary break. We'll pick up on the other side on this most important topic, and we'll tell you about advances being made against unwanted immunizations. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. We are back. That was a quick segment, Shannon. I feel like I jammed too much in it. We got to peel it back a little bit. But you know, let's talk about something really, really important. The New England Patriots acquired a wide receiver, right? This guy Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks. I'm liking it, Nick. What are you thinking?
I love that move. Without giving up Malcolm Butler, I love it.
Yeah, we've traded a couple of draft picks, and we got a 23-year-old burner. Right?
Exactly.
He's a vertical threat, isn't he?
Exactly. That's what he is.
So what's going on in New England now, right? We got him, we got the cornerback, and it looks like we may end up keeping Butler, too.
Yes. We're restocking like we finished in last place.
We're loading for bear. We're going back-to-back. And I predict, okay, I like my prediction. So here's my prediction. I think they're going to keep Garoppolo.
I would keep him if I were them.
They're keeping him.
Yeah.
You know, because you're a twisted knee away from becoming a mediocre team. You know, we all love Tom Brady. We want him to live to be 120. I'm going to live to be 120, and Tom Brady's going to line up under center at like age 90. We're going to be like the new age of advanced anti-aging. But what happened to our Friars, man? They went out to New York and laid an egg.
Oh, boy.
And no other way to call it.
Tough game to watch.
I'm glad I didn't see it. They just laid an egg.
Yeah.
Your whole season. Done. I don't even care about the NCAA now, right? Because why bother?
Well, I think they still got a chance there. Depends on where they sit in the seating.
They don't deserve it. They should be forced to just watch it on TV. Punishment for that horrible game.
See, I can't say that for my Friars.
No, you're a good man. But let's talk about brains. The Friars apparently didn't bring their brains with them to Madison Square Garden. But brain preservation, in the first segment I told you, and I predicted this on this show in the past, that two late-stage drugs for treating Alzheimer's both failed. Folks, they're looking at this problem from the wrong end of the equation. You ever been fishing, Shannon? You've been fishing.
Oh, that one time.
Good memories, right? Mm-hmm. Squiggly worms.
Smells. It's gross. Slimy.
You want to? So think about that, man. We could go fishing. Nick, how about you? You're a fisherman?
I am a fisherman all summer long.
Yeah,
all summer.
So you know that if your fishing line tangles up.
Which has happened to be an uncountable amount of times.
You cannot untangle it, right? You just cut it.
Correct.
And you move on. This is the problem with Alzheimer's. They're trying to untangle the fishing line, folks. And when you have those snarls, those beta amyloid plaques, those tau tangles in your brain, that is the end stage of decades of trauma and exposure. Prevention, like that fishing line, right, Nick? You got to be careful when you cast it. You have to be mindful of not getting it tangled, because if it gets tangled, it's no good. You throw it away. So too with the brain. The time to start addressing this is today. And the way you do that is by detoxifying your body. Be mindful of your alcohol exposure. Now, when you drink, you need to neutralize free radicals with good antioxidants. We advocate low-dose lithium. We have a product at Intellectual Medicine called NeuroFit. It's a low-dose lithium. It's been shown to help protect neurons when exposed to alcohol. Glutathione, Can't be taken orally. It's got to be taken as an oral spray or intravenously can protect. Now, the bigger toxins are the ones that we're born with. We have that transmitted from mom to fetus, 120 toxins upon birth. The leading culprit is lead. Now, lead is ubiquitous. In fact, the Department of Health is charged with testing the water of public schools. And they recently found many public schools throughout the state whose water was in excess of the EPA action level of 15 parts per billion. Now, folks, the action level is arbitrary. The real level of lead that should be tolerated is zero. When you see these thresholds, they're not put in there to protect your brain against dementia. They're there to protect companies against lawsuits. As long as they're below the action level, whatever happens to you is not their fault. So if you're a school and your lead level is 14, you happy about that? Now, if the schools have those lead levels in their water, what about your house? Have you tested it? Now, there's a company out there. You can call them. They will ship you a kit, and you can test your tap water. It's called Doctor's Data, D-A-T-A, Doctor's, the first word. If you forget all this, you can contact our office. Right, Chan? They can do that.
They sure can.
And listen, we at on this radio show, we are independent. We take no sponsors. We get no revenue from anything we advocate. So when I tell you Doctor's Data can test your water, it's because I want it for your health. In addition, you should test your body. Lead damages brains, and it does so slowly. 11 schools in Cranston were elevated lead levels, 11. So if you're in Rhode Island, get your water tested, and if you're in the sound of my voice, you can come to our office and get your body tested for lead stores. What about those power plants? What about Invenergy that wants to plop a pollution-spewing, lead-spewing power plant in the middle of the most densely populated state in the union? We must stop this, folks. We have to use, if anybody listening to this show, any tool or resource we can use. How about if we passed a tax? Could the state legislature do this? They're going to pass a tax for any energy plant in Burrillville. The tax will be $1 million a year. Go ahead and build your plant now. We need to stop it through any means necessary. Now, the idea that we need this plant for energy is ludicrous. If you do not build the plant, you will leave space in the economy for other energies to fill in. You continue to suffocate innovation by choking us on these fossil fuel-burning power plants. You're going to continue to kill us. Look, it's like flushing the toilet right into the bay. You're pumping the pollutants right into the air. We can do better, folks. Let's export the oil to the Middle East and keep clean air here. We can do this. We've got the technology. And that lead correlates with dementia, and it's one of the reasons that these toxins are causing Rhode Island to have one of the highest per capita rates of cancer in the nation. In the meantime, you can detoxify yourself. We do offer chelation, the most powerful means of removing lead from the body, and we do more of it than anybody in Rhode Island, and it's critical that you be aware of it for your own health. So check out our website, and you can learn more about it. Give me a call. We could talk about it. We're back, folks, guiding you towards 120-year lifespan today. We were focusing a bit on brain preservation, the connection between your brain health, your hormonal replacement, and the avoidance of toxins such as lead. Shan, I got to mention, too, though, there was a study correlating accelerated brain atrophy with adiposity. People with excess fat cells had brains that were on average 10 years older. And there was another study that showed fewer people than ever are trying to lose weight. They're, you think about that. They are getting discouraged. And they're wondering the theories, well, why? It's because after 30 years of diet and exercise failure, people throw their hands up. Say, this is just me. I got to learn to adapt to it. Sacrificing your brain and your health is no reason to abandon the hope that weight control can happen. At Intellectual Medicine, we have discovered the cure. I can say that boldly because we've been doing this now for 20 years. The problem is that conventional medicine has adopted an attitude of willful ignorance when it comes to the complexity of permanently treating weight loss. They have forced it back into the lap of the victims, the sufferers of the metabolic challenges. You're just weak and lazy, and that's why you're heavy. Well, physical activity is a beautiful thing, but it's not enough. This is the hardest thing to do in medicine. You got to bring them all together. Now, a lot of criticism go into video games, kids sitting around doing video games. We found a place that is a wonderful outlet for your children. If you have a pen, you want to grab it, because we're going to give you this tip. It's a live-action video game you can plug the kids into. Where's that place that Ethan went to? It's
Airsoft Extreme. They're down in Peacedale or Wakefield.
Okay.
And they do Nerf, it's Nerf, and Airsoft. So you have kids, you know, 8 to 12 who don't want to do Airsoft. Their Nerf parties on Wednesdays from 4 to 8 are wonderful. And then, you know, they can get 4 hours of just running around. I mean, they can go all day if they wanted to.
Now, when you were a kid, did you ever play Army or Guns or any of that stuff?
No.
Was that a thing when you were a kid?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Remember, like, getting the little plastic guns and running around and making posses? Wasn't that fun?
Yes, it was fun.
Of course, I'm an Army veteran, you know, and I advocate strong defense.
I can't see kids running around with guns outside anymore.
you make a good point, Shan. You know, it's not as innocent a world.
Second you're outside with a gun, any type of gun.
Yeah.
Opens up Pandora's box.
Yeah, it's a different world. But it's safe because this is an indoor venue. So we advocate this. Get your kids active. It's one of the nice gems in the state of Rhode Island, a beautiful resource to get them running around. So, but folks, it's not enough to help people lose weight. That's the point that I was making, that this has to be connected to a deeper source, because that adiposity, not only does it increase dementia risk, but it also elevates cancer risk. You know, too often when we see people at our Center for Secondary or Primary Prevention of Cancer, they're oncologists, well-intentioned, well-educated, and certainly thoroughly versed in chemotherapeutic modalities, overlook nutritional, environmental, and body weight issues and how they can contribute to relapsing of cancer. At the Intellectual Medicine Center, we use that approach in order to help make people more resilient. So you start preventing cancer now when you're healthy. You preserve your brain now when you're healthy. The 120-year lifespan is a real thing. It can be achieved. The question to ask isn't, you know, why did someone die at 85? It's why didn't they make it to 120? And that's what we're going for. And our goal is to keep you well enough so when new advances come through, and they're going to, that will push that envelope to 150 years, you'll be there to be the recipient of it. That is, if we have any money left to spend.
Seriously.
Somebody said once, you know, the key to happiness is to make sure that you die before you run out of money. He said, I should be okay as long as I die by next Thursday. But let's look at that DEM building, because, Shan, you had some thoughts on that. They put in a $7 million, they're intending to, Natural Resource and Visitor Center on the, I believe it's the exit of West Greenwich Line in Arcadia Management Area.
Yeah, my issue isn't that they're doing it. I mean, honestly, I don't know that much about it. It's that they kind of did it on the lowdown. They didn't tell anyone about it, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, by the way, look what we're doing.
That's a great point. You know, and I think you can argue the merits or lack thereof of this center, but the manner in which it occurred speaks to what we were speaking about last week, which is bureaucratic oligarchy, the dictatorship of the bureaucracy. They don't have to be thoughtful, sensitive, or considerate of individuals. They can force a building down your throat without even talking to you about it. Now, it seems to me that the center may be a good idea. I like the notion of having a place where I can go to, park my car, and it gives me access to this area. I don't even know where Arcadia is. How about you, Nick? You ever go down there?
Why would they build a $7 million building to an area where maybe not that many people go?
Well, so that we'll go there.
I don't know.
It becomes a magnet, right, Nick? I mean, if there's a parking lot and a bathroom, I got a greater probability of making it there than if there's not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just another stream of trees. Look, if you live next door to it, they don't want that building. Because they don't, Nick, want you to go there with all your buddies, right? All these grody city folk all come mucking up their pristine countryside. You know why? They don't like people. That's why they live there. They don't want more people coming. So, no, I think that, you know, information, you know, this power goes to their head. So the Department of Health, we've been talking about the HPV immunization, the notion that we can be forced against our will to take drugs and shots put into our body because the state thinks it's good for you. It's exactly the condition that we live in this moment. Now, I have no doubt that the leaders at the Department of Health are well-intentioned. And I also have no doubt that they are paternalistic, that they don't trust you to make good decisions about your body and your children, and therefore they're taking that freedom away from you. Now, there are a couple of bills you need to know about that are intended to weaken the Department of Health's unilateral power to impose drugs upon the population. In this case, we're talking about the HPV immunization. This, folks, is an immunization against an entity that has never afflicted any child in elementary or secondary school, that cannot be transmitted through the air, that no child has ever missed a day of school from. It's based upon the hope and the theory that by immunizing all of these children against their will, against their parents' wishes in some cases, they will prevent future cases of cervical cancer. Now, that is a noble goal. Nobody likes cancer. We want to seek to prevent it. But the idea that a new technology, not fully proven, and above and beyond all that, even if it were perfect, that they can force it on you without any input is just wrong. Now, Senators Raptakis and Senator Morgan have advanced a bill that would require hearings and would prevent the Department of Health from being able to impose immunizations on diseases that are not spread in the classroom. We support this bill at Intellectual Medicine. Representative Price has some legislation as well. What you can do is contact your representative, because it may not affect you today, but it can tomorrow. Suppose there were an immunization out there against HIV. Would we be forced to take it? Hey, I root for that immunization to come. I encourage people to educate themselves and make their own decision. I trust you to make those decisions. That's what intellectual medicine is about. Freedom, information, education, and open discussion. To force it is just wrong. And we want these bills to pass, and we want to roll back that mandate. Good intentions does not mean good policy. Now, on the flip side, we'll give kudos to the Department of Health, Shan, because they are trying really hard to stem the tide of addiction and death. And they recently put in some ER mandates that I think are going to become perhaps a standard for the nation. Somebody appearing in an emergency room with a drug overdose now has to leave with a prescription for naltrexone, as well as better connection to support upon discharge. We certainly favor this. But, you know, we should talk about the whole marijuana issue on one of these shows, Shan.
We should.
You know, let's make that an agenda item. In fact, let's tee it up. We'll do that some next week. It's too much to fit into today's show, folks, but it needs to be discussed. We're talking about legalizing it. We need to discuss it on the show and in other forums. What impact will it have? What are the pros and cons? So let's do that next. We'll try to get somebody who's involved with the medical marijuana community to be a member of that as well. And we'll get that on board and discuss it, because it's important to our public health.
It's important to the teens we were just talking about.
Right. You know, it's the perception of marijuana being benign is something we need to seriously question. I was talking to one educator, a teacher, who told me that at this particular high school, 90% of the kids, by her estimate, were using marijuana on a regular or part-time basis. That's an extraordinary number.
Scary.
Well, you know what? It does accumulate in the brain, and a developing brain is a different entity than a fully mature brain. And so I'll tell you a quick story. My son, I've told this before, but I'll say it on air. At the time he was in high school, he's working for a construction company, and at lunch break, all the workers would go behind the dumpster and smoke weed, and he would just stay inside and sweep. And he came home from work one day, and he goes, "Dad, now I know two things." He goes, "Number one, now I know why all the houses are crooked." And he said, "If this is my competition in life, I think I'm going to do okay." Right? The chronic weed smokers are not the engines of industry, by and large. Anyhow, we're going to talk about keeping you alive to 120. I'm Dr. Pedderity with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine on WPRO, the voice of Southern New England.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Small Business Saturdays with John Laughlin. Tune in to The John Laughlin Show this morning during his new time slot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join John as he talks about local retail and small business in our community with Cyber Technical in Warwick at 11. Brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, NavigantCU.org, and WPRO.
We are back, folks. And, you know, I like small businesses, Shan, do you?
I do.
You know, we are a small business, aren't we?
We are.
Intellectual medicine. Intellectual medicine originated here in Rhode Island, where we planted our flag. I'm a board-certified family physician, board-certified in anti-aging medicine, certified in chelation therapy. Shannon is a certified, licensed nurse practitioner with advanced training in anti-aging medicine and women's health. Together, we have created the intellectual medicine movement. It's a place where you can get your primary care, the type that is guiding you towards 120 years. We believe in this so much that we have made it our mission to extend it first regionally, then throughout the country. We are opening up our doors to welcome other clinicians, doctors and nurse practitioners to join us in the intellectual medicine movement. Waiting around for healthcare from Washington is not going to happen. The debates that are occurring now, we're going to go on for the next 30 years. There will be a modicum of catastrophic care that will come out of your insurance plan. You don't look to your car insurance to keep your car in good shape. You don't look to your health insurance to keep you living to be 120. Now, here's the dirty secret that we know, that the insurance companies know, that you don't know. Preventative care costs money. This idea that through prevention you can save dollars in healthcare is nonsense. It's cheaper to let everybody just kind of toddle forward and then throw Band-Aids at the folks who get sick because there are fewer of them. It's a random event. And in some ways, it's almost unethical to have a debate where you correlate the value of prevention against how much money it can save. Now, if a great preventative intervention can actually add quality and length to life, would you eliminate its consideration because it doesn't save money? I wouldn't. There's a line item in your budget, folks, and it needs to be for life extension. And this is it's a bit of a wild west. At Intellectual Medicine, we're trying to filter this for our patients. You go online, which we encourage you to do, and there's as much misinformation as quality information, and it can be hard to wade through it. We go through that every day, separating what supplements make sense, what hormones should I use, and how much, when should I start them. How do I know that chelation is the right thing to do and how much and when? What about my arterial health? If you are looking at your blood pressure and your cholesterol as a means of evaluating your arterial health, you're practicing 1990s medicine. We look at the artery directly using things like calcium score and pulse wave velocity to judge the age of your arteries and help preserve them. This, folks, is intellectual medicine. This is the future of medicine happening right here, right now in Rhode Island, and soon other places throughout our state and nation. We are committed to this. We have seen the fruits of our labor. The people in our practice, Shannon, they're just what? Healthier, smarter, better looking.
Better looking. Well, educated.
Well, that's right. Our typical patient is somebody like you, a listener who thinks about their health, thinks about life, intellectually processes information. It's a grand movement forward. Now, speaking of brains or the lack thereof, another chapter of the UHIP crisis unfolded over the past week when they accidentally mailed out personal information on over 1,100 people.
How is that? How?
I don't know. They must push the wrong button on the computer. This $365 million criminal entity that was imposed on us from Deloitte. Think about that money for a moment, Shannon. I did some quick math. That's over $1,000 for every tax-paying Rhode Islander to support this computer that has deprived people of their benefits, that has misdirected funds, misdirected information. I'm calling again upon a full 100% refund from Deloitte. In fact, they should pay us for being the experimental laboratory where they get to make all their mistakes.
Yep.
You know, I don't blame our politicians, right? I go into Best Buy and I buy a computer. I can't blame myself if they sell me a junk of crap that doesn't work. I'm not the dude that knows what's behind the screen. You know, our politicians I'm going to judge them based on how they react to this. I want the Attorney General to put the heat on Deloitte, right? They have power. They can charge them with criminal entities. What is fraud, right? Malfeasance. I don't know exactly what that word means, but it sounds pretty cool. they can do things to put heat on them. Look, $360 million is chump change to a huge company. We are being tooled, and I want them to do something about it. If you're not going to put forth criminal threat, then let's get a civil suit against Deloitte. I want all that money back, every penny, not a 10% withhold. People have been damaged. Our state has been harmed, and this money could be better used elsewhere. Drives me nuts. Anyhow, that's what I think we should be doing. And I think that this is what, small, is it a Small Business Saturday or something coming up?
No.
No, it's...
No, that's like in the fall.
Oh, okay. All right, I misdirected it. So we're talking today, our highlights were talking about brains, hormone replacement, really in, you know, keeping our state clean and devoid of pollutants. And if you can't do that adequately, or even when that happens, we've got to take care of our internal environment. Think about it, 120 years, why not you? Why not now? Why are you suffering in the face of undiagnosed entities when your doctors shrug their shoulders and say, I got nothing for you? Think, act, educate, intellectual medicine. I'm Dr. Pettirudi with Shannon. Nick behind the glass. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you here next week.
Traffic and weather from the Seascape News Center begins now on WPRO, Providence, a Cumulus station.
Republicans trying with